You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Hello Wyoming Podcast. I'm Charles Lammers with Wyoming Office of Tourism, and today Chelsea Coombe with Visit Casper is joining us. We're going to discuss another one of Wyoming's gorgeous scenic backways, the South Bighorn Red Wall Scenic Backway.
Hello, Wyoming. My name is Chelsea Coombe at Visit Casper. I am our social media manager here on the team. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You bet. Chelsea, as I understand, you and Casper go way back.
Way, way back. I am a native here in town, and so we have a good love story here in Natrona County.
Awesome. And Casper is Wyoming's central hub, if I'm not mistaken.
We like to call it the heart of Wyoming for good reason.
For those of you unaware, Casper is actually more in the central part of the state, as Chelsea mentioned, the heart of the state of Wyoming. And as you're approaching Casper, sometimes you'll think that there's nothing out there, and then Casper Mountain will be what you see first. And then once you approach Casper, you're going to see that there's so much opportunity, not just for outdoor recreation, but economic opportunity, and as well as just a great place to live.
I completely agree with that. We feel so lucky to be in the heart of Wyoming and to be a hub. For one, like Charles was mentioning, we have Casper Mountain right here in town, as well as the North Platte River that flows through town. Our downtown Casper has grown tremendously in the last 10 years. So we like to boast that we have a little bit of everything right here in Casper, from culture to arts to unparalleled outdoor recreation.
Awesome. It's an exciting place, and I absolutely love it. Now let's dive into this episode's topic, the South Bighorn Red Wall Scenic Backway. This backway is a horseshoe-shaped, mostly gravel, 102-mile route that explores the southern end of the Bighorn Mountain Range. It begins and ends by leaving US 20 and 26 in central Wyoming west of Casper and east of Shoshone. I've heard that this road actually traces a lot of old livestock trails through north central Wyoming. Can you still see ranches and livestock along this road?
Yes. Yes, you can. Honestly, I feel like this is where you truly pick up on the spirit of the West and those ranches. Just the cowboy culture on the byway is incredible. So as you pass along this road, you'll find not much from the bare eye, but there is so much incredible history that we love to claim. So everything from Hole in the Wall, where Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid used to hide out, to Hell's Half Acre in town. And then, of course, if you venture on just a little bit south, you'll also reach Casper.
Awesome. Yeah, I would agree with that, that it gives you a picture of the spirit of the West and old Wyoming. A lot of Wyomingites would agree that you don't see old Wyoming unless it's from an old dirt road. And the South Bighorn Red Wall Scenic Backway is definitely one of those areas where you can see old Wyoming. In addition to, you know, livestock, you can also see a lot of wildlife. Can you talk a little bit about some of the wildlife you've seen out there?
Of course, I'd be happy to. So not only can you pick up a little bit on just the lifestyle of Forever West, which is so true to the heart of Wyoming, from ranches and working cowboys, dude ranches, but we also do have abundant wildlife in Natrona County and also along this byway. So you will see pronghorn antelope, deer, turkeys, just about everything in between, and also lots of cattle along the way. Springtime is also great for taking this route because not only is it a little bit green, but it's also the time for baby cows to be out, which I don't know who doesn't love running into a baby cow in Wyoming.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty neat to see, especially the old ranching ways, you know, of calving and everything else that you might see out there. As the name might suggest, this drive does pass by a red wall. In this case, it's a long northwest to southeast escarpment of red sandstone and shale. The red wall is more than just a cool-looking rock. It also has some historical significance involving Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yes, so true. You got it, Charles.
Yeah, well, history books say that Butch Cassidy, who was actually Robert Leroy Parker, and the Sundance Kid, also known as Henry Longabaugh, went down in a blaze of glory during a gunfight with local law enforcement near San Vincent, Bolivia in 1908. But they left Wyoming in 1901. So there's a lot of debate about this Red Wall, which is one of their hideouts. So that's incredible history in this area, even though it's kind of far off the beaten path. I mean, that's where you'd want an outlaw's hideout to be.
It's so true. And that's what makes it so special along this road trip and on this route too, is you know, this specific area of Wyoming, if you haven't been through yet, there, you know, we love to see just the textures and the sweeping landscapes of the desert prairie. But that's what makes this red wall so significant, is because it is one of the only land features that's there. So it's very easy for that story to come to life as you're passing by as well.
Absolutely. I could totally see that. I know that the historical landscapes, you know, the old hideouts and stuff like that, only small remnants remain. What people can see nowadays tend to be more, as we've mentioned, an agricultural and ranching feel. There might be the occasional oil well, or as us locals call them, cow scratchers, you know. But as far as the scenery you're going to see, it's pretty remarkable as far as rural scenery goes. So knowing that it's pretty rural, what would you say is something that you think people would need to know before they go?
So we have a classic saying here in Natrona County, as well as through the entire state of Wyoming, is to always, always plan ahead. So here in the last true frontier, it is very common for weather often to be unpredictable, and same with road conditions. So, you know, I'd say no matter where you're going, to bring extra snacks, but to plan ahead in general. So always check road conditions in Wyoming, and as well as the weather report, just to be extra safe. I'll also say, if you love the West, if you love the history and the culture, just the landscapes, and pack a camera. There is something so majestic about it. And so pack your snacks, pack your camera, and plan ahead.
I will definitely second that as an avid photographer, that this byway itself is so serene and so rural that sometimes when you get out of your car and you just stand still for a second, you won't hear a single sound. It will be so quiet that your ears might be ringing. And that's something that can only be experienced and not so much explained. I know I've said it sounds like ringing in your ears, but it's not even completely an accurate description of what it's like. And to see sagebrush and pronghorn antelope at sunset in this area is incredible for photography. Definitely something I would recommend.
I'm so glad that you mentioned sunsets, Charles, because that's exactly what I was going to say too. That's actually, just even as a local here in Casper, that's one of my favorite landscapes to stand and take awe in. The hues of the sunset and how it bounces off those red walls is absolutely incredible. And I genuinely can't imagine a more iconic scene to take in when you're traveling through the West.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in addition to this road starting and ending on US 20 and 26, it also offers some connections to places like the Bighorn National Forest. It's kind of a back way into the National Forest. What are some of your favorite attractions in the National Forest?
So as you get to the Bighorn National Forest, I'll go ahead and nod just to how untouched that area is. Again, it's such a scenic drive, and just being immersed in the mountains of Wyoming and how quiet it is, there's something so special about it. The camping is incredible. I mean, talk about outdoor recreation, whether you're hiking or biking or just looking to have a picnic with your family, it's truly unbeatable just to be able to take off and, you know, reconnect with yourself and with nature. It's truly an unparalleled experience.
Yeah. On that note, I would say that this back way goes through some of the most unique area in Wyoming, because where Casper sits at the edge of the Great Plains and also at the base of a mountain. This whole area is passing through high arid desert. So we're talking about lots of sagebrush, sand. We're going to see a lot of grassland animals. If you've never heard a meadowlark sing, this is one of the areas where if you stand perfectly still outside, you can hear a meadowlark from miles away. It's incredible to see in here. Speaking of this area, along US 20 and 26, there's not a lot out there. Are there places people can get gas, food, or anything like that? Or is this one of those things that they should prepare for before they leave Casper?
We always recommend, when hitting this road, you are going on one of your greatest adventures on your road trip. So what we say is fuel up and get what you need in Casper, whether that is food, stretching your legs, getting a little bit of a hike or a walk in, because once you hit this road, you really will be embarking on an adventure. And so fuel up your tank, fill everything to the top, and get ready to hit the open road.
Awesome. So we've talked about the Backway, its location. We've talked about the wildlife, the scenery, the feeling. We haven't talked much about Casper itself. And Casper is probably the closest hub city to the South Bighorn Redwall Scenic Backway. Casper is Wyoming's first or second largest city, and it is definitely the heart of Wyoming. So let's talk about some of the amenities in Casper. Are there things that people of all abilities can enjoy? Are there places to stay? What is Casper like?
Sure. So like you said, Charles, what we love most about this town is not only has it been recognized as one of the top family-friendly destinations in the United States, but we genuinely have a little bit of everything. So as you're coming in from the north, you will be able to soak in the high desert plains. And then as you mentioned, is coming into town, Casper Mountain has a way of lingering and almost holding the town in all of its glory. And so we also have the North Platte River that runs through town. We have a blue ribbon water. So we are recognized for our fly fishing here in Casper. So if you're looking to catch a trophy trout, you've always wanted to cast a line with your family, whether that's through boat fishing just off of the land or even with an angler. Unparalleled fishing, I highly recommend. And then, yes, like I said, it's, you know, taking this byway and then heading up to Casper Mountain. You can also catch wildflowers blooming. And we also have a local ski resort. So if you're heading around the winter, just the outdoor recreation is absolutely endless. So from cross-country skiing, fat biking, mountain biking, hiking, snowmobiling, we have a little bit of everything. And that just covers the natural landscapes of Casper. So one of my favorite things about Casper to share with our visitors is the culture of Wyoming. And not only do we have an abundant art culture, but we also have incredible cowboy culture. So the history is just endless. If that's what you're looking to soak in, and the educational opportunities are absolutely incredible, whether you're coming with your kids, or, you know, you and your road trip crew have been really looking to just soak in Native American history, pioneer history. We have the Oregon Trail actually flows right through Casper. So that's something that you can still go and experience today. We even have covered wagon rides, and there's the museums here are absolutely incredible, from the National Historic Trails Interpretive Center to Fort Casper, the Tate Museum, which dinos never go out of style, has been so fun. And honestly, those amenities are the pillar to our community. And we're only growing in terms of getting new breweries in town and distilleries, local shops. As I mentioned, downtown Casper is just booming. So everything from live music to, gosh, brew fests and outdoor movie concerts with your family. We have a little bit of something for everyone, no matter what your interests are.
Fantastic. And if folks visit Casper, is there a welcome center where people can visit and find out more about the Redwall Scenic Backway? Can they stop by and see you?
Yes, we would love to have them in. So our office at Visit Casper is actually located right in the heart of downtown Casper. So we are on 2nd and David. We are right across from David Street Station, which is also a must-see. But please come stop in. We would love to provide all of the local recommendations as possible, give you more information, whether that's on history, food, outdoor recreation. We have recommendations to hook you up with the right guides, the right rentals, and we have plenty of food stops to fuel up on before you hit the byway on your adventure. So as I mentioned, please stop into our office as you're traveling through, as you're staying and experiencing Casper and Natrona County, to our office, which is on the corner of 2nd and David at 139 West 2nd Street. We are in the Mineral Resource Building right downtown. We would love to have you. We will welcome you with open arms. Also, please visit visitcasper.com. Our website has everything that you could possibly need to plan your trip, whether you are coming to spend time with us or on your way to your road to Yellowstone or the scenic byway. We have maps, just about everything that you could possibly need. We have an extensive event listing as well on our website, which will be great just to dive into. And then, of course, follow us on social media. We do a great job of keeping everyone up to date on the anniversaries, the history, the culture, some storytelling along the way. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok at Visit Casper.
Fantastic. Chelsea, thank you so much for being here today to share some information with us about the South Bighorn Redwall Scenic Backway.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to our listeners, when visiting Wyoming, don't forget to visit responsibly. Be sure to visit travelwyoming.com as you plan your Wyoming vacation. And be sure to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. See you next time on another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.